Today is one important day on the Christian calendar, mostly referred to as Holy Thursday. The observance commemorates the Last Supper before Jesus' crucifixion. It is believed that Christ celebrated the Last Supper with his disciples 4 days after his triumphant entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. The Good Old Book has it that only hours after the Last Supper, Judas betrayed Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, setting the stage for his crucifixion on Good Friday. While some clergymen believe it is a day to help the poor, others say it is all about self-sacrifice, as Christ did for his mankind. Rosemary Gazy has more in this write-up.
Holy Thursday, also referred to as Maundy Thursday, Covenant Thursday, or Great Thursday, is a Christian feast falling on the Thursday before Easter. It commemorates the Maundy and Last Supper of Jesus Christ with his apostles, as described in the canonical Gospels. It is the fifth day of Holy Week, preceded by Holy Wednesday and followed by Good Friday. The presiding bishop of the Methodist Church Ghana, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, gives meaning to the Holy Week, otherwise referred to as Passion Week, which connotes introspection.
It is a time Christians celebrate the passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and a time when we do serious reflection in terms of God's love for our salvation. So it is a challenge to those who are committed to the Lord to begin to do some serious reflection in terms of what we have done with what Christ has done for us, because his death brings about transformation, fellow feeling, and a determination to work towards the good of others and towards the good of our community. This is what the season is all about.
Holy Thursday is more than just the lead-in to Good Friday. It is, in fact, the oldest of the celebrations of Holy Week, and with good reason. Holy Thursday is the day on which the Church, particularly the Catholic Church, commemorates the institution of 3 pillars of its faith: the sacrament of Holy Communion, the priesthood, and the Mass. During the Last Supper, Christ blessed the bread and wine with the very words that mostly Orthodox priests use today to consecrate the body and blood of Christ during the Mass and the Divine Liturgy. This day also marks the start of the Triduum. According to Father Kokodi, the day is also meant to remind Christians of Christ's humility and service as he washed the feet of his disciples. He entreats leaders of today to do same.
The followers were supposed to have washed their master's feet and then have him recline at table with them. But Jesus did this, and it was not only symbolic, but he was teaching them humility. Already he was preempting how he would further humble himself by dying for them on the cross. This must teach us great humility also. When leaders, people who are in authority and power today, must serve the people. Leadership is all about service. It's not about being served, but it's about serving your people.
That was Reverend Samuel Kokodi in that write-up by Rosemary Gazy.